Performance USA. The greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Marvin Miller bringing on another Command Performance. 30 minutes loaded to fit your letters to old Command, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And running the show tonight is one of the most famous and talented gals in show business. Star of Follow the Girls and many other outstanding hits. It's that sultry miss who's always pleasing, the one and only Gertrude Neeson.
Thanks a lot. Hi, you guys and gals.
Hello, Gertrude. Sure glad to have you on the show.
Well, Marv, I'm glad to be here. I'm so happy to be here, I'm bubbling over.
Yeah, and in all the right places.
Oh, look at those handsome soldiers in the audience and those lovely sailors. And those big, strong Marines.
Gertrude, you like men, I gather.
Honey, I like men anybody gathers.
Well, but Gertrude, I understand you just flew out here to Hollywood from New York. Did you have a nice flight?
Yes, indeed. Had an airplane all the way. One of my boyfriends came aboard with me. Then I hugged a little bit and squeezed a little bit and kissed a little bit, and then I screamed.
Screamed? Why?
I remembered we didn't get two seats together. But really, the trip only took 9 hours. This modern air transportation is wonderful.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. Would you believe it? Only last week I was in foggy England boating on the Thames.
Oh, that's nothing, Marv. Last week I was in sunny Hollywood, rowing on the streets.
Say. Well, Gertrude, what's the news from Broadway? Anything startling and new in them dar super-duper Broadway shows?
Now, Marv, you know there's never anything really new in that racket. They're still serving the same old corn in a husk designed by Adrian.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, Marv, you go to one of those famous dramas now playing, and you'll hear a kid saying to his papa, "Hey, Papa," he says.
"Hey, Papa."
"Yes, Junior?"
"Papa, why do firemen wear red suspenders?"
"I don't know, son. Why do firemen wear red suspenders?"
"To keep their pants up."
Yeah. Oh, that's right, all right, Gertrude. And then there's a famous nautical drama on Broadway now. In it, a beautiful blonde on board the ship stops the purser, and she says,
"Hey, purser, I'm Fifi Latour, and I'm lonesome. Where can I find the captain?"
The captain's forward, miss.
"That's all right. This is a pleasure trip."
In my last show, they actually wanted me to sing that song dedicated to Lassie.
A song dedicated to Lassie?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
"Come to Me, My Melancholy."
Well, Gertrude, there's just no use wasting time on a number like that when the customers are always ready and anxious to hear one of the top Gertrude Neeson tunes of all time. Heat Wave. How about letting us hear that now?
Okay, for all the gang of the Naval Hospital at Long Beach, here it comes.
Heat Wave, we're riding to town last week. She came from the island of Martinique. The can-can she dances will make you cry. Can-can is really the reason why they're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. Certainly can started a heat wave by letting her seat wave in such a way that the customers say she certainly can. Gee, her anatomy made the mercury jump to 93. Yes, sir, having a heat wave. Probably way. The way that shoes. That thermometer proves that you certainly can. It's so hot, the weatherman will tell you a record's been made. It's so hot, a coat of tan will spread on your face in the shade. It's so hot, the coldest maiden feels just as warm as a bride. It's so hot, a chicken laid an egg on the street, and it's fried. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. And she started a heat wave by letting her.
Gertrude, you were marvelous.
Thank you. And now I'm afraid we've got some bad news for the gang. We were hoping to present the Wonder Man, Danny Kaye, right about now, but when I last saw him, Danny had been collared out in Vine Street by a man who calls himself the average GI listener.
Hey, you, Danny Kaye. You got a minute to talk about your command performance program with a man on the street?
Sure. What about my program?
That's what drove me out on the street. Kaye, I got a plan that'll make this show a big success.
Yeah, well, leave me out of it.
That's my plan.
You know, Chum, there's something to be said for guys like you.
Yeah?
Yeah. But the censors won't let me say it.
Hey, now, look, that's no way to talk to an average listener. After all, I'm the voice of the people.
Yeah, the people should get their throats sprayed.
You should get your hair cut.
Can't help it, I was sick.
Now, let me get into the command performance, will you? It's quite a while since I worked this show, and I love it. I just love it. I feel about it as if it were my own little baby.
Well, don't look now, Kaye, but your baby needs a change.
What would you say was wrong with the way I do these shows?
Well, first of all, everything needs a lift.
Uh-huh.
The music, the actors, the guest stars, they can all use a lift.
Well, how about the jokes?
They already been lifted. You know, you gotta get some good singers on the show, too. That's what you need, singers.
You mean like the Andrew Sisters?
Not bad, but not them.
Oh, the Merrimacks?
No, not them.
Not them. Mm. How about John Charles Thomas?
Yeah, get them.
They're great.
Do me one favor, though, will you?
Right.
Will you stop telling that one Satan joke?
One Satan joke?
Yeah, the Satan one.
The Satan one you like?
Yeah, which Satan one is it, hey? Well, it's the one where you say, my sister married an Irishman, and the girl says, oh, really? And you say, no, O'Reilly.
Yeah. No good, huh?
No.
The audience applauded that joke the first time they heard it. They appreciated it tremendously. In fact, they gave me a big round of applause.
Oh, really?
No, ovation.
You made me do it.
Okay, so I made you do it. Well, I gotta go now, but before I go, I'd like to tell you that I'm gonna miss you.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, I've become sort of attached to you, Kaye.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, kind of like I was corned beef and you was my cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was a B-29 bomber and you was my bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was a little dog and you...
Get out of there!
miss you. Ain't you going to miss me?
Not if my aim is good. So long, Tom.
Carting a piano on stage while I was talking.
Why, you sure did, Gertrude, and that piano belongs to one of the country's most popular recording artists. He's a wonderful arranger and a real impresario par excellence. He's conducted the music on many a top radio show. So let's give a real command performance welcome to Ray Sinatra.
Well, PFC's Gentry and Holst on that ever-loving transport, as well as all the gang at Birmingham General, here's Ray with his own beautiful version of Jerome Curran's famous melody, All the Things You Are. Well, Ray, and now, fellas, here's a bombastic young man who has appeared before the crowned heads of Europe and the bald heads of Brooklyn. A bounding, bouncing buffoon who has bebopped his way to the tip-top of the theatrical terrain.
Hello.
Danny Kaye!
Clapping their hands and everything. Why are they doing that, Gertie?
Well, that's for you, Danny.
Me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Nothing yet.
Let's play a game.
Suits me, Danny. What would you like to play? Maybe, post office?
Post office? Nah, I'm afraid you've got more mail than I could cancel.
What's the matter, Blondie? You afraid of the opposite sex?
Not usually. You're so much more opposite.
Come on, Danny. Post office might be a lot of fun. Let's start off with just a little kiss.
Oh, no!
Scared you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Not me. I'm not taking any chances.
Why not? Remember the last time I kissed you?
Yeah, that's why I'm not taking any chances. I've still got the powder burns.
Oh. What was wrong with the way I kissed you?
Nothing wrong. Except that I was wearing my beanie with the propeller on top. Started to spin so fast, I took off and landed in Pismo Beach.
Oh, now, Danny.
America's a wonderful country, isn't it? I have a special beach for Pismos.
Well, if you don't want to play post office, what game would you suggest?
Well, I once played a Ginger Keen game called, Drop the Kleenex. Very sanitary game. It's been approved by Duncan Hines. Also Ali Khan.
Oh, right. How do it go?
Ali Khan?
The game.
Oh, the game. Oh,
yeah.
Well, first of all, we divide up all the people in the audience. And we give the men odd numbers and the women even.
Men odd and women even. Go on.
Yeah. Next, everybody takes a pencil and a piece of Kleenex. Have you got enough pencils for everybody?
Oh, yeah, we've got plenty of pencils around here.
Good. Now, the men sit on the floor in a circle, and the women stand in the corners of the room.
Yeah.
Then the two fellas with the brooms get up.
What brooms?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. We'll need some brooms and a few umbrellas.
Sounds like barrels of fun. Go on.
No, I fully intend to. Now then, every odd-numbered man writes down the name of the even-numbered woman standing opposite him, unless she's holding an umbrella.
Well, then what happens?
Well, it all depends on whether the umbrella is open or closed. And also, if it's pointing at one of the candles. Oh, I forgot to tell you, we'll need some candles. Then we, first everybody writes down the alphabet, omitting every other letter except the even-numbered women. They write down everything. Unless they have a broom. Then they skip the third letter. And replace it with a number. An odd number. Now, one man sits in the middle and calls out the cards as they come up. Then he... First everybody picks a card according to his or her number.
Oh. Yeah.
If your card is called out, you write it down and pass the Kleenex to the nearest odd-numbered man on your right. Unless you want to play it safe. To the left. Then you only get 5 points. But if you get the Kleenex, you have to blow. Now, in the second round, the men get up and the women sit down, except those that are holding the umbrellas. Then the one... Oh, yeah, before the game begins, everyone takes the name of a city or a flower. And every other even-numbered woman, the ones in the corners with the brooms, they point at any other woman and write down her name. Unless she's a flounder and has an umbrella.
Flounder?
Oh, it says flower here, but I like Now, of course, if she's a city with a candle, it's 15 points. Are there any questions?
Oh,
you're a little bit late. What?
He wants to know where you get the next slow boat to China.
Thank you.
one.
Daddy, I'm afraid we won't have time to play your fascinating little game.
Well, why not? Now, in the third round...
Danny, no.
Outnumbered...
No. Such a childish game is beneath the dignity of such a magnificent mummer as you.
I'm a papa. A mummer? Is a mummer anything like a pismo?
I know there's possibilities on that beach. Oh, Danny, some actors...
Fellas, we're doing a dance here.
Ready?
Yeah.
Now, some actors have studied under Bernhardt, some actors studied under Rosenstein, and you?
Well, I studied under the boardwalk of Atlantic City. Cool down there. But Gertrude, the most wonderful teacher of them all, is that great Russian impresario, Stanislavski. You've heard of Stanislavski,
haven't
you?
Oh, tell me more.
Well, all the actors in the... entire world have at one time or another studied the teachings of Stanislavski. I would like to give you a picture of one of his disciples. Who is the world's greatest actor? And how did I get that way? Who made me a genius, the greatest projector who ever wore a toupee? Who made me most miserable Hamlet, the deadest Romeo who died for his bride. Who made me most awful Dr. Jekyll, and then made me Hyde. Stanislavski, Stanislavski of the Mosque, of the other Stanislavski, a director from the high. I will never forget the day I first meet the great master. He took me by the hand and beat my head against the wall. And in one word, he told me the secret of the great Stanislavski method. Suffer! That's all. Suffer! You must live before you give. Suffer. You must ache before you make. Suffer. You must think before you speak. Suffer. 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 Suffer.
Hello.
Suffer. And the audience suffers with you. Stanislavski. Stanislavski. I will never forget the day they give me first part to play. I'm supposed to play part of sailor. But first I must suffer. What I'm going to do. I join Navy, become sailor. First day out, big storm. At first I was afraid I was going to die. Then I was afraid I wasn't going to die. But I suffer. To Moscow, and in this part I was wow. Here is what the great critic Georgine Yasasasa Vladimir Nathan say. Господин Горяченко за чем это нож так была хороша Тифлис красиво большой а люди там тоже здорово чинежи се сбалс нет бы ди харс мели жоши снять. Just like in America, 3.5 stars. So if you want career on stage, you mustn't dream of merely acting. Use the Stanislavski method of mental chiropractic. Be a tree, be a pool of thread, be a stone, piece of lace, a sumpy train, an empty space, take it fast, take it slow, hello, Mo, hello, Joe, I just got back from a wonderful show, Beecher. Stanislavski, I will never forget the day Heather Hopper said I stink. I was playing part of stable boy.
was in great Russian tragedy. It was beautiful. Everybody died.
I also played part in great Russian comedy.
Everybody died.
But they died happy. This makes it funny. But I will never forget the day of my greatest triumph. I was playing part of antique mahogany bureau. So convincing in the third act, my drawers fell out. And who is the man who loosened my screws? Who pulled me all apart? Stanislavski of the Mosque.
And sweet, Danny. And now I see we've got to make a run for our handkerchiefs because it's time to blow.
Oh, but not so fast, Gertrude. A lot of our Neeson fans, including Corporal Al Gaskell and Seaman First Class Leonard Wellman, want to hear you do a ballad. So, Miss N, how's about it?
Okay, Marv. Here's a copy of one of my favorite tunes, Golden Earring.
Wonderful, wonderful, Gertrude. Really swell. And this was a mighty beautiful way to bring another command performance to a close. Mm-hmm. Working in tonight's show were Danny Kaye, Ray Sinatra, Hal Cantor, Bud Whittem, and June Foray.
Marvin the Marvelous Miller.
And the ever-pleasing Gertrude Neeson.
Oh, it was fun, Gertie.
Well, Danny, I've always wanted to work with you.
Then?
I've always loved you since I saw a certain Danny Kaye picture.
Hmm. Which one?
Oh, what a night. My boyfriend took me to the balcony. We sat through your pictures 17 times.
Hmm. Wonder Man?
Brother, he certainly was.
Well, that's enough. Thanks for asking us in, gang.
Right. The best of luck, guys and gals.
Night.
Good night.